The Grand Marais Public Library recently announced a call for submissions for public artwork, and here with the details, Library Director Steve Harson. Good morning, Steve. Good to have
you
with.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good. So talk to us a little bit about this project. You're looking for artwork for the library?
Yeah, this is a project that's funded through the Legacy Amendment. If people remember the amendment that we passed on ourselves a few years ago, been a lot of really cool things that have come out of it that have benefited libraries. Some of the programming that you see at the libraries comes through the Legacy Amendment. The people who walked around Lake Superior recently, for instance, were paid for by that. But in this case, we're getting a public art installation here in Grand Marais.
Okay. So talk to us, what kind of art are we looking for here?
Well, it could be just about anything. The media is dependent upon the artist, and almost anything would be considered. In fact, anything would be considered. The artist that would like to bring a project to the library to be a public installation just needs to make their submission, and the library board has a committee that will review those submissions, and they'll make their decisions about what we will choose for the installation. And I think to keep in mind that the idea is that this is a legacy project, so it's something that in the installation is going to be part of the legacy of art for the community.
So kind of a long-term thinking.
Yeah, they're looking for something kind of big and something that's kind of got some oomph to it and something that'll have some durability over time.
Is this going to be like an indoor or outdoor installation, or either way?
It could be either indoor or outdoor.
Okay.
So that's open to the artist. That's for them to make their assessment about what they think would be. The artist needs to make their assessment, what they think they could do and what would be appropriate. And then all the artists... submissions will be judged together by the committee, and they'll make their decision about what they think is the right one.
Who's going to be the submission judging committee?
Well, there's the library board will make the final decision, but the library board also has a committee that's a subgroup of the board and other people besides people who are on the board who will be reviewing submissions, and then they'll make their recommendation to the board for the final decision.
Okay, is there just going to be one project or one art?
Well, I think that might be kind of an open question. I think that in many people's minds, what they're seeing is a single large object.
But it might depend on what comes in.
Or a single large project, I should say, because object may not be what it's about. But if, say, a group of artists got together and wanted to make a submission together, and they saw it being a multi-media or multi-piece or multi-whatever installation, I think that would be looked at.
Okay. So tell me exactly, we're talking art, we're talking public library. How do those two things fit together? How does this project fit
with
the library's
mission?
Well,
it's part of the Legacy Amendment. You know, the Legacy Amendment, part of it was to do environmental stuff and whatever, but one part of it was to do cultural preservation in the state. And one of the ways that they chose to do that was they funneled a certain amount of money through the public library systems throughout Minnesota. And so the Arrowhead Library System gets a certain amount of money to work with every year, and then they get to decide what they're going to do. So part of it has been the programming that you see in the libraries, and then part of it has been these public installations. And other libraries around the region have already gotten an installation, like I think it was Babbitt and Virginia and Hibbing and Grand Rapids. And last year, one of the libraries that got it was Cook, where I was the librarian. And so now this year, I just moved over here. It's like I'm following the art project.
Or it's following you.
Because here it is. It's in Grand Marais this year. So it's kind of cool.
Okay. If someone is interested in applying, how can they do that? Who do they get a hold of?
Well, really, they should pick up a brochure that describes the project and what to do. We have them at the library, but they could also possibly find one at the Art Colony or at City Hall and maybe some other locations around town. But they have until August 22nd, where by August 22nd, something needs to be on the desk at the library that's their proposal. And the initial proposal really doesn't need to be anything more than to say, woohoo, I'm an artist that works in X media, and I could do something like this, and I think it'd be really exciting, and give us some of their qualifications. And then there's requirements that they have to provide some kind of evidence of the work that they've done in the past. However, I would say, based on my experience in Cook, that those who have a more concrete proposal that can bring a drawing or can bring examples of their work forward to show. I think that those kind of proposals get a little bit stronger consideration, but I think it doesn't mean that that's the only way to get in. It can be pretty abstract, but they need to really be clear about, this is what I think I could do in your library.
Okay, so having a little more concrete vision of yes. things would be helpful. I suppose that gives the folks looking at things a better mm-hmm. handle on what they're actually going to get in the end.
And in Cook, we found something kind of interesting. There were a couple different styles of proposals that came forward. One person that came forward was an architect, and he was really selling a process whereby he would lead a group of citizens in the community to design their art project for the community. And so there was that approach, and then there was a person who came forward with, well, I'm selling glass sculpture, and here's an example of what I do. I think in that case that really helped him win the award, because he had that right there and people could touch it. But I'll tell you, until he presented, I really felt that the guy who was selling the process had the strongest presentation. So it could be anything.
So you're saying if you've got an idea, you've got a vision, you should come forward with that and,
yes.
and just throw that out there and see how it goes.
Throw it out there. Be very clear about what you think you can achieve. The award amount is $10,000, so it's a sizable chunk of change for somebody. And if you've got a clear vision for what you could do with that money, you really should come forward with it.
Okay, excellent. We are speaking with Steve Harson of the Grand Marais Public Library. Again, the library is seeking proposals for public art on site that will celebrate the community. Submissions, as Steve said, are due August 22nd. More information from the library at 387-1140, or you can pick up one of their brochures. Steve, anything else?
I think that covers it. Thank you for letting me come and speak about that today.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in today.